Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Rising up from New York's public powerhouse and the basketball home of the defending Mid-American Conference champions, we are the University at Buffalo Bulls. Live from Santoris Pizza Pub and Grill, broadcasting on the worldwide leader in sports, ESPN 1520. This is the Bulls Digital Network UB Basketball Insider.
Brought to you by our Team UB partners, New Era Cap, Town BMW, Nike, AdPro Sports, WGRZ Channel 2, Pepsi and ComDoc, and in part by Santoris Pizza Pub and Grill and A-Turf.
Now, here's Brian Wolf.
Welcome to UB Basketball Insider at Santoris Pizza Pub and Grill. I am Brian Wolf, joined by the head coach of the UB Bulls, Nate Oates. The Bulls back home this Saturday in a doubleheader with the UB women's team. The UB women will take on Central Michigan at 12 o'clock, and the UB men goes a little bit later in the show, but first we're going to talk to Coach Oates about a big win on the road at Kent State Tuesday night, an 82-69 victory against the Golden Flashes, a big win for the Bulls on the road.
Yeah, it was huge, especially, you know, Willie only playing 6 minutes and Blake in foul trouble. DK was in foul trouble. Those are our three seniors that were playing. So we mainly did it with all underclassmen, being mainly freshmen and sophomores that night. So, you know, Blake, we were able to get a good 8 minutes out of Blake, you know, at the end of the game. What did we finish on, like a 23-5 run? And he was involved with all that. But, you know, I thought it was big, you know. Nicola stepped up for us. CJ had another big game for us. You know, Dante got in double figures scoring, so, he's giving us a little bit more offense, which is what we're looking for out of him. So I think it's a confidence-building win. You know, we needed it bad. You know, now we got to start playing well at home. I mean, I told our guys today before practice, you know, talk about, if you want to win a conference, you got to protect your home floor. Like we got to start winning these home games. So, looking forward to Western on Saturday. We need to play a lot better at home. We've been playing pretty well on the road. Outside of that first game at Toledo, we got two wins on the road, but we got to start getting some wins at home too.
Yeah, you talk about the play of the sophomores. 64 of the 82 points came from four sophomores: CJ Massenburg, Dante Carruthers, Nikola Rutikovic, and Nick Perkins. It's got to feel pretty good when you can see, hey, we're in pretty good hands right now, but also it looks pretty good for the future. I know you're not thinking about the future, but when you have sophomores stepping up, that's got to make a coach feel pretty good.
Yeah, you know what it is. You know, it's nice to know that we'll have all those guys back for another 2 years. And, you know, we do want to get our seniors rolling. You know, Blake and Willie were really good for us last year, and they both had, you know, decent games at various times this year. I mean, Blake's been playing pretty well lately, so hopefully we can get everybody clicking on the same page. But it was nice. You know, it's really good to see Nicola start to play well. I think he's starting to figure some different stuff out for us.
Yeah, I mean, with Nicola, is it more so just really finally getting the opportunity? Obviously, Quate gets hurt, it frees up some minutes for Nicola, and then you talk about the games he had, you know, against Ohio and then tying his career high with 14 points on Tuesday.
Yeah, you know what, and Quate getting hurt really did kind of open those minutes up. Once Quate broke his hand, you know, we pulled him in and kind of talked to him, told him he's going to be playing more, like get himself ready. I think he'd kind of, you know, it's hard with athletes. You know, you work really hard, and then it doesn't happen for you in the games. You get a little frustrated. I think he's kind of in a little bit of a lull, and, you know, he got himself back together, and he's, you know, playing pretty well. So hopefully we can get him shoot it well, too. He didn't even shoot it really. He's 1-for-5 from three and 1-for-4 at the free throw line, but he's making plays off the dribble, getting some offensive rebounds. He played pretty hard on D. He played hard in the Ball State game, I thought, too. You know, we just couldn't get the offense rolling for him as much that time, but now he's playing a little bit better. So hopefully he can keep trending upwards and we can get some other guys shooting the ball well. You know, we still haven't shot it great, I didn't think. So it'd be nice if we could start shooting the ball a little bit better. But we are playing better defense, which is what we've been really emphasizing in practice and everything.
Dante Carruthers, a guy we had on last week, we talked about his defense. He had five steals, most by UB player this season. on Tuesday, but you also kind of ridden him a little bit for his offense and his shooting. Goes out, goes 4 for 6 from the field, 2 for 3 from three-point range, has 11 points. You see his offensive game starting to come along a little bit?
Yeah, we gave him a mandatory number of shots he had to make every day. So he's in there shooting on the that shooting machine. We got the gun. We've got a few of them. He's been putting his time in on it. Told him, you're a Division I guard. You got to be able to make shots and, you know, get your confidence back. You know, he could score it at a high level in high school. So, he played well in practice today, too. He shot it well. So hopefully that's going to keep going the right direction. It's kind of crazy how that works. You get in and put shots up, and you see the ball go in. See the ball go in a lot in practice. You see the ball go in a lot when you're putting in time on your own. It usually pays off in the game. So I'm happy for him doing that, and he's got to continue to do it. And, you know, I think everybody's moving the right direction for us right now.
How hard is it to, you know, that was the 7th straight win against Kent State, the 4th straight win at the MAC Center, a place where the Bulls had never won before Coach Hurley, and then you got there. How hard is it to beat a team 7 straight times, especially a team like Kent State, who is always fighting for a MAC East title and playing well, you know, in the MAC tournament?
Yeah, I mean, it is difficult. I think, you know, the way that we play and the way we guard, I think, you know, they kind of been able to bully some teams and just, they had 34, I think, offensive rebounds against Oregon State. I think 24 against Texas. You know, so you got to have some toughness to be able to beat them. And I think, you know, when we're locked in, which has not been all the time this year, but when we're locked in, I think we can be a pretty tough team, and we're athletic enough to where, you know, and they out-rebounded us by 1. It was 41-40. We really made a big push on rebound in that game because that's what they do so well. So we almost out-rebounded them, but our defense was big. I think we forced 19 turnovers, and, you know, we were able to score off our turnovers, and we scored inside. I thought Nick played really well for us inside. You know, he's struggling shooting the ball. He hasn't shot it great lately. He's, for whatever reason, you know, his confidence with his three ball isn't where it needs to be. Hopefully we get that back soon. But he's found a little rhythm inside. Kid inside uses size, and, you know, I was happy to see him play as well as he did too.
Yeah, and especially going against, you know, a guy like Jimmy Hall, one of the better players in the league, and especially a guy who's a dynamic rebounder. You know, it shows that Nick can go up against anyone really in the MAC and dominate inside.
No, he can. He's got the size, the athleticism, the strength to be able to do that. You know, now Jimmy's pretty good. I think Jimmy had 24 and 16 against us. You know, I'd be ecstatic if I could get 16 rebounds out of Nick one of these games. But, you know, I mean, he was scoring it in there at a pretty high clip. I think he ended up with 17, and that's with, you know, he couldn't make a shot. I mean, out, you know, perimeter shot, that is. He hit the one pull-up, you know, but even at the free throw line, he struggled a little bit. And then he still hasn't been able to hit 3, it seems like, in forever. So hopefully that comes back around for him, but it is nice to see him banging inside and getting some tough buckets for us in there.
And a guy like Nick, you know, I mean, yeah, he's been struggling from 3, but I know from watching, it's not for a lack of practice or getting in the gym. He's one of the hardest workers that you have on that team.
No, he is. We talked about it. We looked at his shot last year. He's just, I think it's a couple technical things and a little bit of a mindset. He's got to get in and, you know, work on game shots. But like you said, he's been in the gym a lot. So, and he'll be back in again tonight. He's in there about every night. So hopefully it will pay off. There's no way it's not going to pay off. So, you know, we just got to get everybody clicking on all cylinders here, you know, at the right time. You know, I do think we're starting to play a lot better. We're playing harder, a lot less unselfish. The ball's been moving a lot better lately. You know, our turnovers were down. We only had 12. And, you know, if we didn't have the rough start to the second half, we could have kept that in single digits, I thought. But, you know, I like the way we're headed right now, and hopefully we can continue to keep it that way.
Bulls back in action on Saturday, a home game against Western Michigan, a 2:30 start. It's a part of a doubleheader with the UB win at noon. Coach, we're going to take a quick break. When we get back, we'll talk about those Western Michigan Broncos and also look ahead to next Tuesday's game against the Miami Red. Quick break from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. You are listening to UB Bulls Insider.
This month at Town BMW, lease a 2017 BMW 320i xDrive sedan for $289 per month. Only $289 per month. Call 505-2100, 505-2100, or stop by 8215 Main Street in Williamsville today.
Town BMW is proud to be the official auto partner of UB Athletics and offers special pricing to UB students and employees.
Pricing, performance.
We got this, Coach. Join our hometown team and let's have a winning season.
We love our town.
From U Sports to the NFL, A-Turf synthetic grass fields are helping athletes have fun and perform at their peak. More than 30 Western New York schools and over 400 schools nationwide call A-Turf their home field. It's what the UB Bulls play on and the Buffalo Bills too. A-Turf Titan has the highest safety rating and the longest warranty. A-Turf, optimal performance for athletes, superior value for owners. Learn more at aturf.com.
Join us at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Hey, it's Paul Santora letting you know we have two great locations. One on Millersport Highway next to the Marriott. One on Transit Road next to Transit Lanes. We've got 60 taps, 66 TVs. All of our food is made to order with the freshest and most natural ingredients. Both locations have live music. Millersport on Friday, Transit Friday and Saturday night. There's no better place to enjoy football and hockey with great drink and food specials for every game. Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill since 1927. Four generations strong, the only family to say we are the original. Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Great food, great people, great beer.
It's double the fun at Alumni Arena Saturday, January 21st, when both the women and men's basketball team host conference opponents. The excitement starts at noon when the women take on Central Michigan, followed by the men hosting the Broncos of Western Michigan. One ticket gets you into both games. Bulls basketball is fun for the whole family, so make Alumni Arena the place to be Saturday, January 21st. For tickets, call 1-877-UB-THERE.
Welcome back to the worldwide leader in sports, ESPN 1520. Live from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill, this is the Bulls Digital Network UB Basketball Insider. Now, here's Brian Wolf.
Back here at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill, the UB Division of Athletics Corporate Partnership Program provides access to a diverse audience that includes UB fans, alumni, students, and faculty and staff. Call 645-6832. To hear how your business can be positively impacted. Well, Coach, back home on Saturday, a 2:30 start against the Western Michigan Broncos. Talk to us a little bit about that Western Michigan team. Obviously, Coach Hawkins, a guy who's been in the MAC for 14 years. He's the dean of the MAC coaches, and I think he was an assistant for 3 years before that. And you probably know Coach Hawkins a little bit from your time at Romulus, but what do you know about this Western Michigan Broncos team?
You know what? They're young. I think they played the second toughest non-conference schedule after us. They're starting two freshmen. They got a lot of freshmen on the roster. And with freshmen, they grow up a lot through the course of the year. So I think how they're playing now is a lot better than how they were maybe playing it. Their record's not great, and ours isn't, great either. We're a little bit under 500. But I think both of us went and played tough. They played at Washington. They played Villanova. Similar to us playing Creighton and Xavier, and then they played some other tough non-conference games, and they played Washington and Villanova both tough, and they also they just played at Akron. I mean, Akron's won I think 27 in a row at home, and they played Akron tough all the way down to the end. I think it was like one possession game, the last minute of the game. So they're playing well. They've got a really good guard in Thomas Wilder, a junior kid that he's been. He's averaging about 19, 5, and 5.5 assists. Like, he's one of the best guards in the league. So Carruthers is going to have his hands full guarding him. But Dante's done great with everybody we put him on. They also got the kid, Tucker Heyman, who torched us at their place last year. So we made sure on the scout edit we had all those clips in for all the guys that guarded him. It wasn't just one guy. He took turns going at some of our guys, so hopefully we got a little pride and can play him well. But those are top two scorers, and they got another freshman kid, Jones, that's been playing pretty well as their third leading scorer, and then they start a freshman at the power forward spot. So that they're young, but I think they're trending in the right direction. Hopefully we can, we need to get a win against them. We need to get on a winning streak here, but it's not going to be easy. They play well. They run a ton of ball screen stuff, similar to what Canisius runs with The bigs lifted a lot. You know, they run some different stuff out of that. So it'll test our ball screen defense, and hopefully we're a lot better at it now, and hopefully we're guarding at a higher level.
Now, on the offensive end for you guys, defensive end for Western Michigan, they are a team that teams offensively can have some success against. I think their opponents are shooting almost 50% from the field against them this year. What do they do defensively, or what are some of the things that you think offensively that you can exploit?
It'd be great if that trend would continue, because we need to start shooting the ball a little better. So hopefully we can get ourselves going against them. You know, I just think they're five men. They've got 2 5 men, Drake, and then Seth Dugan, a 7-footer. The other kid's like 6'10". Neither one of them are all that athletic and don't move great. They're both pretty skilled on offense, though. So I think you can attack them in ball screens and get them, you know, trying to guard our guards coming downhill at them. You know, the other thing is that they're not, and they play a decent amount of guys, but some of the guys off the bench, I don't know that they guard particularly well either. I think those other four guys are all decent defenders, though. You know, the 1 through 4 in their starting lineup. The freshmen, though, I think they sometimes will fall. You know, as most freshmen do, they're got to get used to playing college basketball, and the defensive side of it sometimes is longer adjusting to than even the offensive side. So I think with starting 2 freshmen in the starting lineup, you know, you can maybe they'll fall asleep on some different actions. You can get them on. So to be honest with you, I haven't looked a ton at their defense yet. Tonight and tomorrow before practice, we're going to spend more time on that. We looked at their offense for the most part right now and trying to get that down, how we're going to guard their all the different ball screen actions they have and some other actions. And it's Coach Hunter Scout. He does a pretty good job with it, and I think he's done a pretty good job getting our guys ready so far in practice, and we got one more day before we play them on Saturday.
Is part of it, too, just making sure that you guys run your offense to, you know, when you call a play, just, you know, run the full play, run the offense. When you did that against Kent State in the second half, you guys went 17 of 23 from 2-point range from inside the arc against Kent. So when you're running the offense, you know to perfection, you're getting those looks that you want to get.
You know what? And I don't even think the threes we took against Kent were bad. We're just missing some decent shots. Once we got the turnovers under control after the first 4 minutes of the second half, the offense was flowing. And our big coaching point with that was that we needed to Boone giving me some like spicy food in the break, and he's killing me right now. He should have known better than that, but it's good. The food's great here. Boone's just got to keep the spicy stuff for after the show. But anyways, so I think our coaching point emphasis was that the ball needs to move. I felt like against Ball State, you know, Blake made good reads. He came off the ball screens. You know, he was hitting the roll man. He had 9 assists. He's hitting the shake man, finding the roll man. But it stuck too much. You know, not necessarily. And I thought he took too many hard contested twos. So our point was we needed to get it moving. Even if, you know, I talked to Blake. I sat him down that afternoon. I talked to CJ. Even if it's not an assist, sometimes you just need to get the ball moving. Get it in some other guy's hands. Get it moving around. It'll come back to you. Now, Blake was only able to play 19 minutes, but I did think he got the ball moving. He had some nice plays there at the end of the game. We got more in transition, and that comes with the way Kent State plays. They crash the offensive board so hard. If you can rebound, you know, they're not getting back on defense all the time because they go to the old board so hard. We were able to get some runouts on them and score some easy buckets that way, which always helps get your 2-point percentage up as well. But I do think the ball's moving better in practice. I think the ball moved better against Kent. Hopefully we see it continue to move well against Western, and we keep moving in the right direction on the offensive end as well.
And then I know you're not looking forward to next Tuesday, but we won't talk before then. Next Tuesday, a game at Miami. What do you know of the Redhawks a little bit from maybe that you've seen from other scouts that or a video that they've watched on some of the other opponents?
I mean, they've got a really good freshman guard, like really good. Like I went on KenPom.com. I usually go to KenPom.com and check out all the analytics on everybody we play, and I just happened to look at the league analytics. He's got top 5 players that they kind of, you know, statistical wise, like player of the year, and this kid's like 5th on the list right now. So Weathers is his last name. So, you know, they've struggled a little bit the last few years, but, you know, he's got some good young talent. And that Weathers kid, his brother's there with him as well. So they've got some good young talent, similar to Western. Now, Western's point guard is a junior and experience in Wilder. But, you know, I haven't watched him play a ton, but I'm assuming they're still doing the junk defenses and trapping, and, you know, hopefully our guard plays good and we're not turning the ball over. If you don't turn the ball over against them, I think you get some really good shots. You know, if you can beat a trap, it's almost like good guards want to get trapped. If, you know, if you can beat the trap, it's 4-on-3 when you're out of the trap. So, you know, hopefully we can handle the traps well, get some easy, you know, 4-on-3, 3-on-2, 2-on-1 when you get out of the trap and get some easy buckets that way. And then, you know, if our defense continues to play as well as it did against Kent, and I think 3 out of the last 4 games we've been pretty good defensively. I thought we were great at Eastern. We were good enough to beat Ohio defensively. You know, and Ball State, we took a step back, and then I thought we were pretty good defensively against Kent State. So if we can continue to play good defense like we've been doing, I think the offense will find its way.
Well, Nate, best of luck. That starts on Saturday, a doubleheader with the UB women. The men will play Western Michigan at 2:30. The UB women will play Central Michigan at noon. They are coming off back-to-back road victories. We'll talk to Louis Spina, Assistant Director of Athletic Communications, after the break to talk a little UB women's basketball. But right now, a quick break. You're listening to UB Basketball Insider from Santora's Pizza, Pub, and Grill.
This month at Town BMW, lease a 2017 BMW 320i X-Drive sedan for $289 per month. Only $289 per month. Call 505-2100, 505-2100, or stop by 8215 Main Street in Williamsville today.
Town BMW is proud to be the official auto partner of UB Athletics and offers special pricing to UB students and employees.
Pricing, performance.
We got this, Coach. Join our hometown team and let's have a winning season.
We love our town.
As the University of Buffalo's technology solutions provider, ComDoc worked together with UB to develop a comprehensive program by consolidating print resources and implementing initiatives that reduce waste. Choose the winning team and visit ComDoc.com or call 716-689-0202 to see how Buffalo's premier technology solutions provider can help you optimize your workflow.
Join us at Santora's Pizza, Pub, and Grill. Hey, it's Paul Santora letting you know we have 2 great locations. One on Millersport Highway next to the Marriott, one on Transit Road next to Transit Lanes. We've got 60 taps, 66 TVs. All of our food is made to order with the freshest and most natural ingredients. Both locations have live music, Millersport on Friday, Transit Friday and Saturday night. There's no better place to enjoy football and hockey with great drink and food specials for every game. Santora's Pizza, Pub, and Grill since 1927. 4 generations strong, the only family to say we are the original. Santora's Pizza, Pub, and Grill. Great food, great people, great beer.
It's double the fun at Alumni Arena Saturday, January 21st, when both the women and men's basketball team host conference opponents. The excitement starts at noon when the women take on Central Michigan, followed by the men hosting the Broncos of Western Michigan. One ticket gets you into both games. Bulls basketball is fun for the whole family, so make Alumni Arena the place to be Saturday, January 21st. For tickets, call 1-877-UB-THERE.
Welcome back to the worldwide leader in sports, ESPN 1520. Live from Santora's Pizza, Pub, and Grill, this is the Bulls Digital Network UB Basketball Insider. Now, here's Brian Wolf.
Back here at Santora's Pizza, Pub, and Grill for UB Basketball Insider. I'm now joined by Louis Spina, the Assistant Director of Athletic Communications and the Women's Basketball Sports Information Director. The women will get the doubleheader started on Saturday, a rematch with the Central Michigan Chippewas. That will be at noon. Before we talk about this last week, talk to us about that first game against Central Michigan, what you saw from the Chippewas, and some of the things that the Bulls were able to do in that game.
Yeah, you know, Central Michigan put up 88 points in the first matchup against us at their place. You know, they're super athletic. They have probably the best player in the conference, their point guard, Presley Hudson, a sophomore. She scored 21 against us. Steph Reed did an unbelievable job holding her to 21. She's averaging 31 in conference play. So Steph had a great game defensively on her. But overall, the team, I mean, 88 points obviously is not what you want to give up. They did have 40 free throws, which was an unheard of number. I've never been a part of a game that a team had 40 free throws, made 37 of them. So they shot well, so you can't really doubt anything about that. But, you know, they run. They get out. They're athletic. They have a big that ranks 5th in the country in rebounding, averages 11.5 a game. So, you know, they got the inside game, they got the outside game with Presley Hudson. They're an all-around great team. You know, and I think that that first matchup against them, they kind of had something for us just because of the MAC championship last year, Stephanie hitting the shot, winning, you know, UB's first ever MAC championship. I think that they wanted a little revenge, and they came out and wanted it a little bit more than we did. But you know what? We're back home now, so we'll see what we have for them on Saturday.
Two games on the road over the last week after snapping a three-game losing streak. It started on Saturday, a win against Miami, Ohio, a game which I believe the Bulls had 60 rebounds in. Is that right?
60 rebounds, most since 2014 in a game.
Talk to us about that Miami game. I think that was a game where you got some really good play from the freshmen. Just talk to us about going on the road and getting a win against the Miami Redhawks.
You know, that was a big confidence-boosting game. They're coming off – we were three-game losing streak against some of the better teams, Central and Ohio and Toledo, some of the top teams in the MAC, and – you know, the confidence was down a little bit. So, you know, we really needed to go in there and make a statement, and I think that's what we did. I mean, the freshmen came out, and Summer Hemphill had 15 points, 12 rebounds, and Teresa Onwuka had 16 points, 11 rebounds, 4 steals. They were just unbelievable. They just showed their athleticism getting up and down the court, and really it stemmed from the defense. The second half, the defense – was stifling, and you know that helped us get the 60 rebounds and get out and run in transition, and you know we outscored them in fast break like we do pretty much every team this season. So those two freshmen played great, and then of course Joanna Smith does what she does and she scored 22 points, and you know, I think that was a big confidence building game that we really needed, and I think getting on the road for 5 days as a team, I think we needed it. I mean, it seemed like the team was starting to feel like they weren't, you know, as close-knit of a group. So even the girls were saying that it was good to get out there and be together and, you know, spend some time together, and it helped picking up those two wins.
And then that defense showed up again last night at the Stroh Center, a big win against Bowling Green. I think, was it 61-50? 61-50 victory over the Bowling Green Falcons. Just another defensive clinic by the Bulls.
Yeah, the defense was outstanding. You know, we went into our zone, and Bowling Green really had no answer for it. It looked like even when they did get buckets, it was late in the shot clock, wasting a lot of time. It took them a lot of energy. So down the stretch of the game, they used a lot of their energy up, and it looked like we kind of just, you know, kind of walked away with that one. Just it took them a lot, and we turned them over 19 times. We only turned over the ball 7 times, which is a season low for us. So that was a huge key. You know, we had 15 points off of the turnovers, and you know, defense leads to offense, and that's what Coach Jack has preached since he's been here. And you know, when we hold teams to 50 or less, we're 16-0 over the last 2 years, which is an outstanding number. So that's like the goal coming into a game is 50 or less.
I think you had a stat at halftime yesterday. The Bulls had 6 steals from 6 different players in the first half.
Yep.
I mean, that's kind of unheard of, you know, when you have everyone out there doing their thing on the defensive end. And, you know, it doesn't really matter who's getting the deflection, but, you know, they're all kind of just playing out there as a unit defensively.
Yeah, the defense was swarming, and that's the one thing about Coach Jack's defense. It's not just about one player. It's not putting a player on an island, and, you know, it's not Stephanie getting all the steals up top. It's everybody working as a whole unit, and it turns out being everybody's getting their hands on balls. Different people are getting steals, and you know what? This team is so unselfish that they don't care about if they get a steal or not. It's just about the team winning. So, you know, that was pretty cool. I think we ended up with 7 players having a steal in the game, which is – that's a lot of players to get a steal. So, you know, it says a lot about the defense and how well they've been playing, and they're really picking up their play the last 2 games, and hopefully they can continue it this weekend against a really strong offensive team.
And then finally, talk to us about Tessie a little bit. She's joined the starting lineup. Has had a couple double doubles in the last few games. It seems like you know Summer got, you know, was getting, you know, all the publicity as the freshman when the season started, and rightfully so. But Tessie's really come in into that lineup and done an unbelievable job on both ends of the floor.
Yeah, Tessie has really come in, and she was under the radar recruit. You know, not many people knew about her. She's only started playing basketball 4 years ago. So she came over from Nigeria, played high school basketball. So she's only ever played high school basketball. That's it. It's pretty unbelievable where she is with her game right now, only playing 4 years. You know, and she's such an unbelievable person off the court as well. And, you know, that speaks to the type of player that Coach Jack's bringing in. But Tessie is 3 double-doubles in her 4 career starts. And I said to her, what, are you going to average a double-double while you start? And she goes, I got to do whatever I can to win. that's all she cares about. And, you know, that speaks a lot to her as a person. You know, she doesn't care. She didn't even know she had 10 rebounds yesterday. She laughed when I told her. And I go, no, you didn't. She goes, oh, I thought I had like 5. So she doesn't even know. And we don't know her potential. I mean, she's already improved her outside shot remarkably since the beginning of the season. She's one of the better shooters on the team now, and she's a lefty, so it throws a lot of people off, you know, coming from the left rather than the right. And, you know, she could drive both hands. She's unbelievable on the offensive glass because of her athleticism. She gets off the floor real quick. So, you know, it's really fun to watch her grow, and she didn't care when she wasn't getting the attention. I think she liked flying under the radar a little bit. Now she's getting a little bit more, but it's deservingly so.
Well, the women's basketball team will be back in Alumni Arena on Saturday at 12 o'clock. They will have the Central Michigan Chippewas. It'll be a rematch from earlier in the season, and also, as Louis mentioned, a rematch of the 2016 Mid-American Conference Championship game, a game, of course, that the Bulls were victorious, and the UB men will follow at 2:30 against Western Michigan. Tickets are available at the UB ticket office. You can visit the UB ticket office at Alumni Arena, call 1-877-UB there, or go to ubbulls.com. That's going to do it from us here at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. For everybody, I am Brian Wolf. Have a good night.
You've been listening to UB Basketball Insider, brought to you by our Team UB partners, New Era Cap, Town BMW, Nike, AdPro Sports, WGRZ Channel 2, Pepsi, and ComDoc, and in part by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill and A-Turf.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.